brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Fresh off my Bridge the Gap victory on Sarah and Vinny this morning. I'm in another good mood today. I took care of Lindsay in sales, shut her out, and that's my second win in a row on the very popular game show that they do on Sarah and Vinny at 8 a.m. called Bridge the Gap. It's a game where you need multi-generational knowledge to win. And now I've won two in a row, Goo.
I want to say congratulations on this wonderful Wednesday, but you say I love myself, but you love yourself more than you think I love myself. But congrats. And also, too, E, maybe I got to get the EEOC involved. Like, when am I going to get a chance to get on the game show? They had mentioned it, but nothing's happened. Well, you've been twice.
I'm the defending champion.
Playing me.
No, we don't play each other.
Okay.
Well, I assume you're not going to be in the young generation.
Well, why would you?
Well, it's like 30-year-olds against...
I'm fresh out there.
The game is catered towards the older generation.
Oh, that's probably why they didn't call. No.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to be doing it in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because next week, I will win again. And if you're a three-time champion, that's when you walk away. So, guarantee in two weeks...
Well, congrats, partner. Right. If you're in a good mood, and we had some provocative stuff on the docket, you, Evan, and I. I left Evan's gift at home, his Christmas gift. He gave me mine yesterday. It was a Willie Stargell framed baseball card.
You don't have to do that.
Do what? See, this is... What do you call saying thanks?
Well,
showing gratitude?
It's better to give than to receive.
No, his gift's coming. I got you one, too.
Steiny's embarrassed.
Well, there, he didn't get me anything.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mine's at home, too. Yeah, mine's at home.
See, this is when I got the flat and you said you didn't believe me and you said, show me your hands. That stays with me. Real quick, guys, I couldn't sleep. I got up at 4:20 to twinkle and couldn't go back to bed. And Steiny, I took my ass to the gym. I didn't know if I was having an anxiety attack. The anxiety, I don't know what for, but Steiny, the gym was packed at 5:11.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Now,
but anyway.
This is a little coincidental.
I'm ready.
I didn't get up at 4:07, but for some reason, I couldn't sleep either. I got up at like 5:50.
Did you try to go back to sleep?
For about 3 to 5 minutes.
I felt like a crackhead. Anyway. I'd go lay up, come back. I'm like, I didn't turn on the TV either. I just went to the gym.
Not a baby.
Yeah.
Not a baby. I had, I was in here at like 7:10 today.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, you know.
You drove or Bart?
Bart.
Anybody on the train?
Packed. Well, not packed, but
I got you.
It was kind of full. Man, we got action in the Bay. We got, it's funny, we got the Warriors against the Bucks tonight, and ordinarily it would be a Giannis.
We hadn't heard his name at all.
It would be a Giannis fest, but we're not there yet. And we got the 49ers playing in the postseason against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. And let me
is this their rival, Philly?
Let me tell you why. Okay. Philadelphia fans.
I've got so much.
You
man.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
And now that I'm out on the West Coast, let me tell you why Philly fans are the worst.
Well, we've seen that Butch and Vontae video.
I don't want to talk about that.
Mississippi burning. I didn't like it.
Yeah, well.
That hit me. Huh? They were spitting at him. Dude.
So I asked my buddies, where do the 49ers rank, if at all, on the list of rivals of the Philadelphia Eagles? And this is the kind of answer you get.
Let's go.
From these guys. He said the three other teams in the NFC East, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, the whole division.
Pittsburgh 4, New England 5, Tampa Bay 6, tie for 7th, San Francisco, Vikings, and Green Bay.
Hey, listen to Vern. What if you I said why, if you asked about Dallas, it would have been the same thing.
Exactly. Okay. If I would have been in Dallas, they would have said, well, the Commanders and the Giants, and then anyway. Man, I was just thinking a lot about this game coming up and the game we're coming off. And I was just kind of thinking the ramifications of, you know, what a win would mean and what a loss would mean in this game. And the interesting thing to me is you have to take last week's game into consideration.
I can't forget. I watched you it just, again last night, Stoney. I can't forget about it.
You just have to. You absolutely have to. And here's where I'll start. Just me. So if the 49ers win this game against the Eagles, to me, it'll be a very successful season. There will be a ton to be proud of. There will be no question that this team overachieved and that Kyle Shanahan, you know, has done a really, really good job. And you would have every reason to believe that with a tinker or two and some guys coming back on defense, you'd have action next year. If the 49ers get beat on Sunday, and I'll take it a step further, and their offense doesn't generate a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that's gonna set a bad tone for the off season, because two losses in a row like that at the end of the year against good teams is going to be like a slap in the face, saying you're not as good as the top teams in the NFC. So I just think there's a ton at stake in this game. And it's just, it stinks that as of now, you know, they could have had the one, but they're sitting in six, which also complicates this game and this situation.
I'm not mad at you, partner, but I disagree in this sense. Stoney, they've, and again, I'm not handing out brownies. This is not the Cub Scouts. This is not participation trophies. This is coming from your boy's heart. The fact that the Niners even put themselves in position to get the one seed made me question sports. Like, how can they keep being Martin Luther King all season long to the point to where with all these just ravaged by injuries, put themselves in a position to get a one seed to where it makes you forget about Bosa. It makes you forget about Warner when you know how important guys like that are, and Ayuk and Pearsall, and that didn't happen. But it doesn't make your boy over here sitting in this chair omit or forget just how great this coaching job and by the defensive coordinator as well, the players that have been available to put themselves in that position last Saturday night. With that said, Stoney, they got a built-in excuse if somehow they don't get it done.
What?
Saturday is our defense was decimated. No. We have to stop talking.
Tell me why, though.
Because
it's the playoffs. If the playoffs have started and every team has what they have.
But the Niners aren't saying this. For example, asking Daryl.
For example.
I'm telling you.
For example, Evan showed me this graphic.
Okay.
And I didn't know you were going to say this, so it's not like I'm piling on. He showed me a graphic of the loss. You know who got sacked more than any other quarterback in the NFL this year? Herbert.
Okay.
Justin Herbert.
Okay, got you.
They were missing two of their offensive linemen for all or most of the season.
Yeah, he was a punching bag.
Okay. Like, they will enter the playoffs as that team, and are they saying, well, we played without some big offensive linemen? No, this is like kind of part of what you have to do is what I'm saying. And so, like, the injuries, everybody's going to deal with them. But, like, the way I look at it is if you lose this game to the Eagles, and if you win this game to the Eagles against the Eagles, you're going to be sitting pretty in a lot of ways,
and
I'll tell you that in a minute.
Round, yes.
But if you lose this game to the Philadelphia Eagles and you don't score a lot of points, it has nothing to do with the defense. Then we've got to look at the offense and say, what happened the last 2 weeks
against top
against
tier defense.
These defenses? Yeah. And who knows? Maybe this would be the time when you start looking at Trent Williams, Kittle, McCaffrey and start asking the tough questions about moving forward.
Well,
I mean, that's how big I think this particular game is.
Okay. And I hate to do this early, and I hear what you're putting down, but all I'm telling you, Steiny, is I think it's apparent, it's evident that the chickens coming home to roost from the debacle that was Brandon Ayuk against top-tier defenses are probably going to catch up to the Niners. Why I don't blame the Niners, although I don't think they handled the situation as well as they could have, the bottom line is they missed that production, that threat. Then you drafted Ricky Pearsall, who, when he's available, as young as he is dynamic, but he's not available. So I've already, to me, Steiny, I don't like the future of what the Niners have to go try and fix.
Exactly. And then, that's
so,
my point.
So I'm shelving that because I'm already popping bubbly because what they've had to endure to get to this game Saturday.
They lose
tell
Sunday.
Tell me if you got a problem if I say special.
They lose Sunday. There are going to be so many questions about the validity
of
this team.
Right.
That's why it's a big game.
Okay.
If they lose this game, the 49ers are going into the offseason with a lot of people saying,
but they got to address
that
anyway.
They are pretenders.
Okay.
They are pretenders.
Yeah. Right.
That's what they'll say.
They need some threats on the outside. You know, we're up against it. But
okay, fine. You clearly are giving them an excuse. You sound like Bonte. And I'll tell you why on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
See ya.